It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Spanish athlete spent 500 days alone in a cave, all for science.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Jacob's Custom Living.
All right, Kevin.
Well, I don't know if you've checked a calendar, but it is July.
I have checked a calendar.
It looks like July is going to be here like it always is, hot and ready. It's like a Little Caesar's pizza. Hot and ready, baby. Could be, 90 plus for quite a few days. I believe you just said there was maybe a 100 in there.
Yeah, next week.
Buddy boy. The cruise, by the way, next Thursday.
Let's go.
The 11th.
We are going.
That looks very, like, in the 90s, if it sticks with it. But it does look like we're in that phase of summer.
I feel confident that that's going to be relatively accurate within a few degrees here or there.
Yep.
I mean, you could kind of see it if you look at the map that it's, one of those, hey, the heat is on.
7 to 10 p.m. on Lake Coeur d'Alene on a day like that is going to be what we call perfect.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. You got to get out there and be part of the cruise. How is it they do it again?
Oh, text you just something? Text the word cruise.
Cruise.
To 509-441-0999. Just text us and you will get your link sent back to you. Then you can buy your cruise tickets right there. And then, once you buy your cruise tickets, basically the receipt that you get, that's your cruise ticket. So
that's
very,
it.
Very excited. It's the easiest way we've ever sold tickets. You
I
can
do
it,
it
from your phone. Again, just text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. I will say, if you wait too long here, if you're going to go, I don't know for sure. You might want to just get them. I'm just saying
now,
that.
Now that it's July and you start to go, oh, wow, that's next week.
Yes.
The tickets will go fast.
Yeah, they start getting gobbled up because, people had a lot to think about. They had Hoop Fest, 4th of July. They're like, there's stuff in the way there. But it is a week from this Thursday, so there you go.
Yeah, $15 or $16, that's like a sandwich.
It's a great point.
It is.
It really is, Steve. You could buy a sandwich for that.
Or you could have a three-hour
cruise. I promise
cruise.
This is more fun than a sandwich.
Should have put that in the promo.
More fun than a
More
sandwich.
More fun than a sandwich.
I am going to work that in now that you've said that.
Well, guys, 4th of July, there's a lot of good food going on the 4th of July. And one of the things that is a staple for the 4th of July is barbecue sauce.
Barbecue.
Now, there's a new player gaining traction in the approximately $1 billion market for barbecue sauce.
Oh, wow.
$1 billion?
$1 billion spent each year for barbecue sauce.
That's wild.
And that new company is Bashan's Japanese barbecue sauce. Have you seen this?
I don't think so.
Look it up. Bachan.
You look it up.
Japanese barbecue sauce.
Bachan.
I didn't think I had seen it, but I have seen it.
Okay.
I have not bought it. It's the fastest growing condiment brand in the United States right now. They are estimated that they will top $70 million in the U.S. this year.
I have not seen
it. It's already being called, the whole story is being called Sriracha 2.0.
Oh, okay.
Because they're like, it's just wild. This was something that wasn't a big deal in the United States at all, and then has just blown up.
Is it spicy?
They have the original, and then I think they do have like a sweet and spicy. There's a couple different flavors.
I have not seen this.
The owner of the company says, I bootstrapped for so long and took so much personal financial risk.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's all paying off is just an absolute, they did not expect it to blow up like it has in the U.S.
Right.
It makes me want to taste it so bad. $70 million can't be wrong.
That's crazy. Hmm.
So is this something that existed for a while here and just has kind of blown up?
I think the kind of the opposite deal. It was big in Japan. I don't know how long it's been here.
Okay.
Or if it's one of those, where it ended up in a bunch of different stores and that made all the difference.
Yeah.
It's kind of like always, this article's from Forbes and I can really only read part of it. before I get lost.
Oh, I thought you were going to say before I have to pay.
Yeah, paywall. No, Kevin's paywall is knowledge.
I actually paid for Forbes. I paid for Forbes for the year.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right.
What else would you like to know from Forbes today?
I mean, so much. I don't know if we have time for all of it. Just what's the next article after the Japanese barbecue sauce?
Oh, okay. Well, right after the Japanese barbecue sauce, Jay. Glad you asked.
Thank you.
Let's see. It's called First Up is the name of the second story.
All right.
The Justice Department
seems weird. I already don't believe
charge
it.
Boeing with fraud after the...
Okay, I heard that story.
Yeah. It's a bad one.
Yep. It's weird that's in Forbes, but okay. I'm worried about the money end of it.
It's business.
I understand.
Yeah,
I got you.
Business, $4.7 billion.
Next.
Business and finance. Let's see.
We have another fun story?
Consumption expenditures index rose to 2.6. wealth and entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship. Warren Buffett announced on Friday that he plans to donate $5.3 billion worth of shares to five charities.
Yep,
his goal has been to give away all of his money.
Right,
it sounds like he's going to do it.
I would help.
That's a good story.
Mm-hmm. I like
Pfizer named to the 2024 Forbes Most Influential CMOs list. Congratulations to CMO Drew Panyatoya.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, it wasn't as bad except when I got lost. That was the only thing where I was like,
lost in Seattle?
Yeah.
Is that the follow-up to Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes.
Starring Steve Heskey.
Kevin James.
Next thing you know, he's down at the pier somewhere late at night. Oh, no.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, final story brought to you by Banner Fuel.
This is the dumbest thing I've done in a long, long time.
Go on.
Became incredibly embarrassing.
Okay.
Massively unprofessional.
Oh, boy.
Sad as all get out. And I just... I don't even know how I should have handled this situation. Let's discuss the situation.
Let's dive in.
Wedding in the Lewiston area on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very big setup because we had all of our lights and, just a lot of stuff. And so there was not room in my vehicle to take all of it. Did not want to take two vehicles, of course.
Sure.
So we had a big trailer.
Got it.
So have the trailer, load it all up, everything's good, we're getting all the stuff, making sure we got everything, yep, got it, okay.
Are you driving?
I was going to, but then Jacob, who works with me, said, dude, I'll drive, and then you can do any stuff that you need to do.
Good decision.
Because we had another wedding going on at the same time, and so... I'm going to get texts from that crew and, whatever. So it was all fine. We started driving. We get there. I don't realize it. Usually if I forget something, I know it some point in the drive, right?
Okay.
Where I'm like, crap, we forgot blank.
Yeah. Yep.
We get there. We get set up. Beautiful Mader Farms in Genesee, Idaho. It was beautiful.
I know it.
And so we... Get there. We get everything set up.
Mader Farms. Mader.
Normally, Jay, I wear the pants that I'm going to wear for the evening and then just like a t-shirt to set up.
Okay. You don't want to
get
sweat
all
it
sweaty.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I just put on my dress clothes, whatever.
Right.
Hope you're wearing pants.
This time I was like, you know what? It's hot. I'm going to wear shorts.
Good
so
idea.
I wore shorts and I wore a t-shirt.
So far, I like the idea, except maybe I don't.
We get done. It's like 4 o'clock, wedding's at 4:30. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go change my clothes. Jacob, you change your clothes, we'll come back, we'll finish getting lights set, whatever. I go to get my clothes, and there's my suit jacket, there's my shirt, and I don't have any pants.
Did Roberta have them?
Yeah, she hemmed them. No, she did not hem them, Jay. I had them in my hand, and I apparently laid them down somewhere. And left them at home, which is 2 hours away.
Hmm. Now, well, that place that you mentioned there seems like it'd probably have a mall nearby.
I think we're like 15, 20 minutes out of Lewiston. So maybe you could run to Lewiston, but I don't have time.
Sure. You're up against the break.
Because I've waited till the end of it. I mean, had I noticed it right away. I have bright red shorts on, Jay. I never wear red shorts. I have bright red gym shorts on.
Hoop Fest weekend, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, guys, you know, it's Hoop Fest weekend. You decided to get married, so I'm going to dress like a basketball player. Hoop.
And I am just literally thinking, you are such an idiot. And here's the problem, Jay. Maybe if a guy like you forgets pants, you can say to
anybody
someone,
got some pants?
Does anybody have some pants that might fit me? And there's a chance for pants.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to put that on the poll. Have you asked? Have you ever asked? Has anybody have some pants for me? Have you ever asked?
You're killing me.
Does anybody have some pants? So then I start thinking, well, there's no way. I'm huge, like, right? I mean, they're just nobody has
pants
in my size laying around.
Right.
And then it dawns on me. Well, these are college football players.
Might be some pants.
There might be. Somebody might have something. Unfortunately, the pants they had.
Yeah, not one of you sissy quarterbacks
wearing,
or anything, but.
They were not. There was a couple big linemen there.
There you go.
And I thought, I got a shot at this. Of course, the only pants they had, they were wearing.
Right.
Well, you could ask them to swap.
Yeah, you're in the ceremony. You don't need to. You stand up there in your red shorts. And one guy had a pair of Idaho Vandals black shorts. And I thought, well, at least
those
are.
That's way better.
Those are at least black.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Those will look better with my suit.
Better
jacket.
Than red.
So I got this man's shorts. I wore his shorts. And then what do? My DJ stuff is behind what we call a facade.
Sure. Yeah, I got it. You can't see you from the waist down. It's like
you
here.
You cannot see me from the waist down.
I never know what you have on your lower half.
But most of the time, I walk around. I do the, you know, hey, it's time
got
for the
wireless.
Toast.
Yep.
Here, it's time for the toast. We're going to turn things over to the father of the bride. And I introduce him, and he comes up, and we give him his microphone, blah,
right.
blah, blah. And so I'm kind of out there, grand entrance. I'll be maybe out on the floor
You're
a little
part
bit.
Part of it.
But I'm like, I can't. This is embarrassing. I can't. Now, of course.
Just so everybody knows, I forgot my pants.
I've told the groom. Guess what he said? Dude, that's hilarious. We don't care.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And I'm like, well, yeah, you don't care, but your wife, I bet you she does.
It's not going to make or break it, though. Just I just want to know, did you tuck your shirt in?
I did not.
Okay, I think
so,
that's,
Jay,
a, I
decided,
like that's the right move.
I decided just to wear the jacket and the shirt that I had.
Without the shorts?
With the shorts.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And never leave the booth. I tried to just stay in the DJ booth, which felt horrible. By the way, Jacob probably walked 8 miles doing all the stuff.
Yeah.
Because he was doing all the stuff he does.
You need to forget your pants more often.
It worked out well for me.
Or maybe this, Kev. But, just, you know, for the future, just take your pants, take a spare pair of pants. I think a spare pair of pants in that in what you do anyway is a good idea.
It's a really good
idea. Ziploc bag, put it in the back where the spare tire is. There you go, spare pants. You should probably have spare pants.
I should.
Might slip some undies in there.
I should always have just, yeah, believe me. There's been a day or two.
I'm saying.
Where you just go, yeah, I could do. Now, the question
spare
I have for you
too,
is.
While we're doing it.
Steve, do you tell anybody else? The groom knows.
Well, you've told everybody now.
Well, yeah.
Yes. But do you tell the other people at the wedding? Do you say something to anybody, or do you just stay behind the thing and keep quiet, even though people, when they come talk to you, can probably see?
What? Is it an outdoor wedding?
Indoor, outdoor. It was like it was
like
part
carpet.
Of it was outdoor, but. The dancing and stuff was mainly indoors.
Yeah, boy. Mm.
Are you asking what I would do or
yeah, what
would I
you
would
do
as would, you?
Yeah. In this situation, what would you do, Steve?
WWSD.
Well, I would hide it. But if I were you.
You'd own it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just make a thing out of it. Just walk out there and go, guys, ha-ha.
Well, I thought about it.
You know what? Kevin, you could have made a good joke. You could have said, guess what I forgot? You guys, so the first person who lets me know what I forgot, I'll give you $10. If you can guess, and you're standing there on the dance floor, what I forgot before I got here, $10 for the first person. Somebody goes, your pants. And then you, what was the guy's name?
Ty.
And you can say, yeah, hey, Ty, guess what you're not going to be wearing after the ceremony? Boom, the pants in the family.
Okay. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She puts all that, whatever that stuff is that's on there, that makes it sugary.
Kevin James.
Sugar.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show time. Beat the show time.
What?
Gosh, Kevin. Thank you for singing. Thank you for serenading.
I like it so much I can't not sing it.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's awesome. I love your enthusiasm.
It's a beautiful day.
It is. What did you do this weekend that was fantastic or okay or whatever it might have been? What'd you do?
My family hosts an annual blip.
Skateboarding was in the 2020 Olympic Games for the first time. What city hosted those games?
Beijing.
Snowboarder and skateboarder Shawn White is dating this actress who starred in The Vampire Diaries. Who is she?
Pass.
The front of the skateboard is called this. Hint, it's also something on your face.
Nose.
There is a famous skateboard scene in Back to the Future. What is the miles per hour the DeLorean needs to go to time travel?
180.
Skateboarders often participate in the X Games. What sports media conglomerate created the X Games?
Pass.
This skateboarder who competed the first documented 900 has a video game series. Can you name him?
Tony Hawk.
A legend.
That's right.
And, just and we're out of time. Yeah. Okay, and that was the last question, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. We got through all seven, yeah.
All right, very good. Well, let's have Jay come on back.
Come on down.
He's coming back right now.
I apologize there. I was a little delayed. My bad. How'd it go, Mike?
That was tough.
Was it? Okay. Well, sometimes Steve has hard questions. We'll find out how I did. Let's see. All right, Steve.
Jameson. This famous skateboarding term is where a rider and board leap into the air without the use of a rider's hands.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Pass.
Skateboarding was in the 2020 Olympic Games for the first time. What city hosted those games?
2020?
Yeah.
Tokyo?
Snowboarder and skateboarder Shawn White is dating this actress who starred in The Vampire Diaries. Can you name her?
Buffy.
The front of a skateboard is called this. Hint, it's also something on your face.
I mean, I'm going to guess nose.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a famous...
If it's chin, that'll be dumb.
Yeah, well, it could be. There's a famous skateboard scene in Back to the Future. What is the miles per hour the DeLorean needs to go to time travel?
121 gigawatts? No, it's... 90?
Skateboarders often participate in the X Games. What sports media conglomerate created the X Games?
ESPN.
This skateboarder who competed the first documented 900 has a video game series. Name him.
Tony Hawk.
Do you get that?
Not the buzzer. We'll give it to him.
Okay.
Probably going to lose anyway. Let's see how it goes. All right, Mike, you're right. I know. I should know the Back to the Future one. That's the one that's bugging me right now.
Yeah, you'll get there.
All right.
Famous skateboarding term where the rider and board leap into the air without the use of a rider's hands. Ollie, anybody? No?
Ollie. Oh, what'd Mike say, Kev?
He did not say anything.
Oh, passed on that. I just couldn't get that one. Yeah,
he called it a flippy or a jumpy or what did you say?
I just said flip. I didn't know what to
flip.
Say.
Yeah, I mean, that's like my attitude right now.
Oh boy, yeah. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Skateboarding was in the 2020 Olympic Games for the first time. What city hosted those games?
I mean, I thought it was Tokyo. What Mike
said. Correct.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I know you're correct. He said Beijing, which is not correct.
No, 1-0. That's okay, Mike. I'm sure you have a chance to catch up here in a minute.
Snowboarder and skateboarder Shaun White is dating this actress who starred in The Vampire Diaries.
I don't know. I said Buffy.
Okay.
The Vampire Slayer.
Could have got a funny point.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Nina Dobrev?
Who?
All right, fine.
Wrong audience. Wow.
Wrong audience. What does that mean?
No, our audience is
the
right.
Audience? Who is the audience?
Jay was the audience.
What'd Mike say on that one? Mike, did you get that one?
No.
Yes.
You know
okay.
But you know what? I'm not going to give you a hard time because I don't know the Vampire Diaries very well.
I don't know them either.
And I don't know Nina Dobrev.
Huh? Dobrev?
No, I do not know her.
Look her up.
But I'm going to look her up and see where she is on celebrity ranking.
She's up there. She's got to be.
I'm sure.
She's invented other stuff too.
I'm sure.
All right, moving on.
1 point, Mike.
A friend of the skateboard is called this. Also something on your face. Both said nose.
Everybody got nose.
Oh, it's 2-2. Very nice.
Famous skateboard scene in Back to the Future. What miles per hour does the DeLorean need to go to time travel?
I couldn't remember what it was. It's not 90, but it is something very specific, is it not?
You're
88,
close.
Right?
Yeah, 88?
Yeah.
Oh. Unfortunately, Mike said 188.
Oh, he was, dang it.
Yeah, I can get with the thinking behind that.
Yeah, because it was close.
Skateboarders often participate in the X Games. What sports media conglomerate created the X Games? That would be ESPN.
Is that what Mike said, too?
He did not.
Oh, what'd you say, Mike?
I didn't say a thing. I went blank.
You went blank on that? Yeah. Well, I don't know what the score is, but Mike's going to win. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, this skateboarder who competed the first documented 900 has a video game series named after him.
I mean, the only skateboarder, I know two skateboarders, I think. I know Tony Hawk, and then I know Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah. Well, Tony Hawk is right, and you both said that. So.
Nice.
Yeah, very good.
Mike, we have these new travel mugs, these Coyote Country travel mugs. Would you like one of those?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, hold on for a second. We're going to get you one of these brand new travel mugs. I mean, how many of those have we actually given out? Is Mike the first guy?
Boy, yeah.
Or a second, maybe.
I mean, other than the Friday crew.
Yeah. So he might be our official first winner. So, yeah, Mike, congratulations. Hold on 1 second. We'll get your information. We've got these new Coyote Country travel mugs. Plenty of chances dead ahead for you to win these. They're kind of fun little mugs. They're little. How much do they hold? Is that a 16 ounce?
That's a 20-ounce 20 mug, ounce? I'm going to say.
Oh, lots of liquid.
So much. Hey, Steve.
Yes, go
Nina
for it.
Nina Dobrev. What's her name?
Yeah, that's
is that
it.
How you say it?
I think that's what he said.
Yeah.
I looked her up on Famous Birthdays.
Okay.
She is.
Don't even say it. I don't even want to know.
Say it.
No, I mean, it's not that. It's not as bad as it could have been.
Okay.
She is, as far as popularity, she's number 385.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible. She's within the top 500. For. Born in Bulgaria, she's number one.